Standing less than a week for Rosh Hashanah. I want maybe to speak two or three little points, tips for Rosh Hashanah. First thing is, the Gemara says a story. It was not with the Lechem Mishneh. Rambam paskens that if a person has more averus from mitzvahs, so he dies. He has more mitzvahs from averus, he lives. I don't know what it means exactly. Yeah, you see some natural people that pass Rosh Hashanah, but we'll discuss it at a different time. But Rambam says also, you have a city. If it's more averus in the city dies. If it's more mitzvahs in the city survives. And it brings a raya from Sdoim. Rambam learns Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk said that Hashem wanted to destroy Sdoim, because it says in the Pasuk, Ki chatas Sdoim ve'amoiro ki rabohi. So Rashi learns ki rabohi, that they were terrible people. He took that little girl and they covered her with honey, and the bees stinging her. The Rambam learns Pshat that the reason Sdoim was turned over because they had more avails for mitzvahs. And the Chemishnah asks a question: how the Rambam could say that the reason that Sdoim was destroyed because it was more averus for mitzvahs? We see that Avraham Avinu turns over to Hashem and tells Hashem, if it's 50 tzaddikim in the city, you will not save the city. And Hashem says, for 50 I will do it. He says, 45, for 45 I will do it. 40, for 40 I will do it. 30 I will do it. 20 I will do it. 10 I will do it. So Hashem tells Avram that if you will be 10 tzaddikim in Sdoim, I will not destroy Sdoim. And the Rambam says that the reason that Sdoim had to be destroyed because it was more bad people from good people. And we go to Fideroi, if it's more bad people, it's destroyed. If it's more good people, it's not destroyed. So the Lechem Mishneh asks the following question. So how Avram Avinu could come and beg for 40, 50, 20, 30, 10? The Lechem Mishneh answer is a very poshta answer. Says because Avram was asking for it. And when we read the Pasuk, Avram Avinu turned over to Hashem and he said, Cholila lecho ha-shefet kol ha-oretz, Hashem, you're the best judge. How you could kill a tzaddik with a rosho? If it's 10 tzaddikim, you would not save the city? And Hashem says, I will save the city. I will save the city. So the Lechem Mishneh is teaching us a very big lesson, and I will try to show you it maybe in more places. A person could be this. Deserve to die. He deserves to get a bad year. But if he says to Hashem, Hashem, you can't do it. You have to help me. So Hashem helps him. Everyone knows Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu turns over to Hashem. We read it every time. And Moshe tells to Hashem, how you could destroy Klal Yisrael? You know what Mitzrayim will say? He took them out to kill in the mountains. And Hashem says, I forgive you. Moshe doesn't say Hashem sorry. He comes to Hashem and he says, Hashem, how you could destroy Klal Yisrael? You know what Mitzrayim will say? What Hashem had to tell him? I don't need help. I know what Mitzrayim will say. I'm Hashem. You want to say sorry? Say sorry. But you coming to help me? The answer is, even if Klal Yisrael deserve to be destroyed, if you come and you beg, Hashem changes. And this is the first secret in Rosh Hashanah. Hashem knows everything. So sometimes you think, so what I need to daven? He knows everything. I could say sorry, but what is the point of daven? But the answer is, if you daven and you beg, He changes. If you daven and you beg, He changes. He knows aneinu, mishalol Avram Avinu b'arah miriyah huya aneinu. But if you don't ask for it, you don't get it. If you ask for it, you get it. if you daven better Rosh Hashanah, it changes. This is the way it works by Hashem. If you ask, please give me a good year, I want to be a better person, Hashem gives a better year. And if you don't ask, you don't get it. That's the first thing. The second thing that a person has to know. The Yetzer Hara, you know what he's going to do now the next 5 days? He has one thing to do. He lets you to learn, he lets you to daven, he lets you to behave. He has one thing that he's very busy with. To make you not to really be scared for Rosh Hashanah. I want to ask you, all of you had an interview before you went to yeshiva? Shana Aleph, Shana Bey, Shana Gimel, where you are?
Most of them Shana Bey, Shana Gimel, they all had an interview.
Tell me, you had like a little tickle before the interview? True, honest. You didn't have a tickle? You were sure, maybe you're all connected, yeah? Okay. I'm sure you had a little tickle. What, the worst scenario could happen that they will not accept you. I know it's a very good yeshiva, you really want to be there, yeah? But the worst, they will not accept you. The world will change, you just go to a different issue. Go to Shalavim, I don't, yeah? Right. Worst comes to worst, yeah? Sad, for sure, to be here by Jew, but I'm saying, so why you had such a tickle? Well, you know, just in case I get it, no, it's not so comfortable. Why, before Rosh Hashanah, the tickle is even less? What, you're such a precocing, your mamas don't believe that ghosting is happening tomorrow, in 4 days? 4 days before your interview, some of you didn't sleep, running to the bathroom, I know what it is, I also passed the interview, yeah? How it could be that in 4 days is Rosh Hashanah, and real stuff could happen, and we don't have to do it. And this is the answer why we don't have Rosh Hashanah. This is the real answer. Everyone in this room believes in Rosh Hashanah. And he doesn't understand why Rosh Hashanah comes so hard, the whole davening, why it doesn't pour? He would love that he would tear the hole in the Sinai Tekev. He would love that he could bring a shizel from the Sinai Tekev, yeah? Everyone wants it. Everyone wants the Rosh Hashanah spell. All just doesn't happen. It's not happening. But why? You believe? Yes, everyone here believes. No one that doesn't, if you don't believe, you'll not be sitting in this room now. So you believe, and you believe that real stuff are going to happen, and the tickle is not there. This is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Now, why it happens? We know why it happens. Because we see people that are not doing good and they pass Rosh Hashanah and nothing happens to them. People are doing the best and they don't know what to eat. This kasha Moshe Rabbeinu already had. Tzadik v'ra loy rosho v'toiv loy. And I don't believe that I will manage to answer you the kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono shel Olam in a couple minutes that we have here. We're very tight in schedule, yeah? We're waiting for a long time, so. No, I can't hold you too much to answer such a hard question. But our emunah says, before they understand, that Rosh Hashanah does decide for us. Maybe we don't see it. You know, it's a famous story of the Ramban. The Ramban had a Talmud that he was very close to, and he was very sick. The Ramban told him, you know, soon you're going to die, and I want to tell you how it goes in the Shemayim. When you go up, you take a right, you take a left, there's a malach with a gun, with a knife, a face, and all different, like this, he explains him the whole way, and here, down and up, then you get the kisa kovet, they sit like this. And he says, when you get there, I have 7 questions in the emunah. You have to ask them, and you have to promise me to come down in the dream to tell me the answer. The Talmud passed away, a day, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, really, it was almost a month, the Ramban said, the time is, why is Talmud is not coming, who knows? A month, the Talmud came down. He told him, Rebbe, exactly like you said. I did a left and a right and a up and a down. It's exactly like you know. It's exactly perfect like it is. Ma says, okay, know the answers. He says, Rebbe, I can't answer. What? There's no answer? He says, Rebbe, you don't understand. When you get up there, you see that the question was not a question. I can answer on the question. It was no question. In our eyes, it looks like a question. There's no questions. It's exactly Rosh Hashanah decides, or Yom Kippur decides, and he loses, and he lives, and everything happens. We don't see it. But the people that daven Rosh Hashanah good got a good year. And the ones that didn't daven didn't get a good year. You don't see it? You're right. Why we don't see it? We don't know the cheshbon. I say every time a mashal. You know, the mirror is a very big yeshiva. Over 6,000 students. 2,000 of them are at least married. So, at the end of the day, there's buses that, you know, transfer everyone back home. Hundreds of buses, you know. 2,000 people have to get back. So, a man came to ask me a question. He said like this: the days that he learns good, he misses the ride, and he has to take a taxi back home. It's 50 shekel. It's about what he makes for a day. Yeah, a bit more. It costs him more from what he makes. Yeah. And the day that he doesn't learn good, he gets the ride. It doesn't cost him nothing to go home. Doesn't make sense. Every day that he learns good, he misses the bus. Every day that he learns bad, he gets the bus. So I told him, could be when you learn bad, you leave early, so you get the bus. You learn good, you know, could be practical. It's a very simple thing. When you learn good, you know, you wake up, it's already after the bus left. But I thought, I'll tell you the answer, because I know who he is. Your mouth is a terrible mouth. Such a dirty mouth he has, this guy. He sits and learns the whole day. But he can't stand a second without saying two Lashon Haras. I said, I'll tell you what happens when you go on the bus. First 5 minutes, you speak against all your friends. The next 5 minutes, against all the rabbeim that you know. Another 5 minutes, against all the rabbanim that you know. And then if you left something, already you speak about the people on the bus. So when you go home, after 20 minutes of Lashon Hara, your bag is empty. It's not even 1 mitzvah inside. So days that you learn good, Hashem has rachmanis on you. You learn so good, but you lose all of your mitzvahs. He makes you to lose the bus. You take a taxi, you can't speak to no one. You come home, you have your mitzvahs. Days you learn bad, he sends you on the bus, lose all of your mitzvahs, come home with nothing anyway. It's only an example. We don't know Cheshbon Shemayim. What we have to work on ourselves, that our emunah is that in Rosh Hashanah things change. Even though we don't understand it, and even though we don't feel it. And when we don't fix it this year, don't think we could fix it next year. Because if we could do that, Hashem didn't have to give us Rosh Hashanah this year. We could have one in 20, one in 30, one in 50, you know, just we'll clear out the package. This is what the emunah has to be. When a person puts into himself, is left 5 days to Rosh Hashanah, 6 days. You know, there's a big yisoid. Anile doidi v'doidi li. The more you try to become close to him, he gives you a closer feeling to him. I say every time a moshel, I'll give you an example. It's late, but it's a moshel. You have a palace that you have to get into. There's a path. If you walk in the path, you get to the palace, you make the call, you open the door, you meet the secretary, she takes you to the elevator, you go up, you go on another path, you go to the door, you get there. If you have an appointment, it just goes through. It takes you 5 days, a huge palace, still to get to the room. But you get there. What would it be if you come the last minute of the appointment? There's no time to go through the paths. You have to take a ladder, put it on the wall, climb in and jump into the room. Maybe you'll manage to get there. Hashem said if you get ready for Rosh Hashanah, it's the path. You will come, the door is open. When you don't get ready, it's like coming the last minute to the palace. Maybe if you climb over the wall, you'll manage to jump in. Slichas is starting Motzi Shabbos. Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. If you decide, you know what, for 5 days now, I forget about my friends, I forget about the town, I forget about everything. 5 days, I'm trying to be a different person. Because Hashem that created the world could do everything. He could give me a good year. He could give me the money that I need. He could give me the chavrusas that I need. He could give me the skills that I need. He could give me the family that I need. He could give me everything. I know that. I don't feel it enough, but I know that. Hashem says, Ani le doidi ve doidi li. Come a little bit closer. I will come closer to you. But we have to come closer to Him. We can't come in the last moment in Rosh Hashanah and knock on the door. Here we are. It doesn't work. Then it's a really hard job to break in. A really hard job to break in. The only way to break in is to have a path. Don't think that LeDavid Hashem Oiri was said for the people in the mirror, and blowing shofar was said to the people in Gul, and what it says to say slichas was said for the people in Hong Kong. But I, Bezos Hashem, I'm planning Rosh Hashanah to have a good Rosh Hashanah. Don't worry. I'm planning to have a good Rosh Hashanah. I say every time it happens, because you know we're in the generation of the microwaves, yeah? Like, you know, you put the food, Rosh Hashanah, don't worry. I'm planning to have a good Rosh Hashanah. I'm planning. It's okay. Don't worry. I'm not like the microwave. I just put the food. Rosh Hashanah, I will just get into it and I'll have a good Rosh Hashanah. Chazal said, Tzlichas is the old generation. They took him a lot of time to cook, yeah? They said, LeDavid, they need a month to say LeDavid. In our days, it goes different. Just swipe there. credit card. It doesn't go like that. Don't think that they were behind. Maybe they were behind in different things, not in how to get close to Hashem. This didn't change. If you take these 5 days, forget about the world. Today, Friday. Learn hours. Take the last Shabbos of the year. Forget about resting in the afternoon. Finish the last Shabbos of the year. The Kabbalah Shabbos half an hour early. Sit and learn after the meal on Shabbos. Sit and learn by day. Sit and learn, show Hashem. I want to tell you one thing. Hashem is not asking you to be more from what you could. He wants to see the effort. You're a bad boy, be a little bit better. You're a little bit better, be a little more better. Do more from what you could. Pischu li Pesach ke pitcho yishel machat. Ani eftach lachem Pesach ke pischu yishel machat. Everyone here could do one more step. The next 5 days to Rosh Hashanah is 6 days. 6 days to Rosh Hashanah. Try every day to be a little bit better. You daven normally Shmoneseh, you daven Shachis, the tefillin go off in Ashrei. It was like a kind of extinct people. After Ashrei, the tefillin slips off. I don't know why, yeah? Like, you can't help it. Yeah? It goes off. I'll take it off after davening. Take it off after davening. I will stay 2 minutes after davening. Normally I talk with tefillin, I will not talk with tefillin. Everyone has. Normally I eat such a hechsher, upgraded one. This is the way to do it. If you do that path, and you start now, you will have a different Rosh Hashanah. Could be you never had that Rosh Hashanah. This is the way it works. You have to make a step towards it. And if you make a step towards it, A, and B, and you know in Rosh Hashanah, you daven, and you ask. You don't say, he knows anyway. This is the way. If you ask, you get. So, Be'ezus Hashem, Rosh Hashanah will come, we'll be zeichet, ekesiva v'chasim v'toivu, like ben shteyo, and atzlocha, all of you will have yirashamayim, atzlocha in learning, and parnasa be'ezus Hashem, you'll marry the right people, you'll have ava v'achva with your parents, with your friends, with your kids of Hashem, and you'll have siyata d'shmayim.